The Rockabilly Rave number 12, and we're going to have a 2-hour special here at the Rockabilly Rave with The Preacher and the bands that are playing here, DJs, celebrities, stall holders, and anyone in the crowd for that matter. So let's get on with the show.
I got a strange time feeling, my baby don't love me no more. Well, I got a strange time feeling, my baby don't love me no more. My little baby left me, she walked out the door. Oh, tell me, baby, please tell me. Oh, tell me, baby, please tell me. Oh, tell me, baby, please tell me. Well, my baby left me all alone. Yes, my baby left me all alone.
Okay, you've got The Preacher here, and I'm here with King Kookalele. The man himself plays the ukulele like no man I know, and all the way from the USA here at the Rockabilly Rave, live, with me now. Hopefully we'll get something out of him in a second.
I got it. Well, if you like a shiny, cool calabash, some okoli hot juice to wash it back, some fish and poi, oh boy, oh boy, we're gonna have a loo tonight, we're gonna have a loo. At the Rockabilly Rave, a luau tonight, we're gonna have a luau. luau. Hey, hey, we're gonna have a luau tonight, tonight at the Rockabilly Rave Weekender. We'll dance a little hula, keep your eyes on her hands. I'll shake it, wicky, wicky, dance as fast as you can. Saturday night, hold tight, hold tight. We're gonna have a luau tonight, we're gonna have a luau. Hey, 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 a luau. We're gonna have a luau. Hey, hey, the weekend, the river, river, tonight. Hey, the Rockabilly weekend tonight. It's getting scary.
Getting scary.
Well, the weather started changing, things were looking bad. The thunder started clacking, we were looking sad. I ran for the cover of my little grass shack, and I threw my ukulele in a canvas sack.
Are we gonna wow, that was great stuff.
He hasn't finished.
He's more.
No, I can go on.
No more.
I could go
on. So you got a couple of CDs out. What are they?
Yep. Well, we got a studio album, and we got a live album, and artwork on both is done by the world famous fantastic tiki artist Shag. He's known for other things also, but he's getting very, very popular, and I call them the purple album and the gold album, just because of the tones of the colors and stuff.
That sounds really cool. And you said you got a new CD you're working on.
We're working on a Christmas album, and I've been picking out some real fun Christmas songs, and I've got the beginnings of a couple of fun originals, so it'll be a mix. But you know, I tend to appreciate original work more than cover tunes, and yet there's some just great, great old songs that I'd hate not to have on there. So, you know, we're gonna have a mix.
So I saw you here last year. You're outside in the reception, playing away to people, making up songs as you go.
Yeah.
To individuals, you don't remember me, that's fine, no problem. I'm not offended.
I'm the king.
You're the what?
I'm the king. I don't have to remember anybody. And you're the preacher. And you can tell me to go to hell.
Go to hell. No. We'll have to censor the show. But the idea, everybody, is that we're going to do a 2-hour Rockabilly Rave special. And again, here we are.
Play for 2 hours?
Wait, 2 hours? 2 hours?
You never said 2 hours. You know, I think I have a better idea. You should actually do 2 hours on all different aspects of the rave.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
I mean, you should interview some of the other musicians and other DJs besides me.
That's exactly what you're doing anyway.
I'm a genius.
You are a genius. But I really like your stuff, and I know a lot of ladies out there like your stuff. So
hey,
have you got something you can play us out with to the ladies?
To the ladies, yes. It goes like this. If you think I'm sexy and you want my body, come on, baby, let me know. Whenever you're watching a hula girl dance, you gotta be careful, you're tempting romance. Don't keep your eyes on her hips. Oh, those naughty hula hips. Just keep your eyes on her hands. Remember, they're telling a story to you. Her opu is swaying, but don't watch the view. You might be asking, what's an opu? Don't concentrate on the swing, cause fellas, it doesn't mean a thing. You just keep your eyes on her hands. And when she goes around the islands, swinging her hips so tantalizing, just keep your eyes where they belong. And when her grass skirt goes a-swishing, keep your head, lads, don't go wishing that you would like to mow the lawn. Oh, your eyes are revealing, you're fooling no one. No use in concealing, we're having some fun. So if you're too young to date, or over 98, you just keep your eyes on her hands, they tell the story. Just keep your eyes on her hands, oh yeah. Just keep your eyes on her hands.
There you go, you have the king there, King Kookalili himself, live here at the Rockabilly Rave. And I believe you're comparing, so no doubt we'll see you on stage later on.
Yes, thank you, the preacher. King Kookalili here, you're listening to the preacher on your hillbilly radio.
When I pick up my girl at 8, it's hard for me to have to wait. You hear her say when it gets late, make it with loving, honey. Make it with loving, baby. Make it with loving, honey. Make it true love to me. When Donnie dancing at its end, love don't breed, just begin. What I love most to hear is then, make good loving, honey, make good loving, baby, make good loving, honey, make good loving me. Squeeze close with all my might. That's when she stops and says, alright. Make her with loving, honey. Make her with loving, baby. Make her with loving, honey. Make her true love to me. Great day will be when we join hands. For the creature man to hear her whisper once again. Make her with loving, honey.
Okay, I just bumped into little Carl and Fred from Portugal. You're going to join in as well? Fred's a punter, little Carl's a DJ. And you're DJing at what time in the morning?
4 till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm going to be up for that one, I tell you.
You're sticking around, are you?
Yeah, definitely. Four till five.
I think a few people will stick around for that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a raving spot. As we're at the rave, it will be a raving spot, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Fred, you've come to the rave today,
yes.
And any reason why? Is it just because you want to increase your Norton record collection, or is it
just
some
want
other reason?
To party and increase my record collection and buy stuff, spending
cool.
money.
So, what's your budget to spend on records this weekend?
Not very much.
Okay.
It wasn't much, but I spent £60 today.
Well, I've spent
three records.
I spent 20, 27, 28 quid on records. So we've all spent money on records.
Yep.
And hopefully that's the end of it. Are you going to play some of the new records tonight at 4 till 5 in the morning?
Oh, yes. I have to give them a bit of a tryout.
A tryout. Well, we did miss Belfast Brian, but we lost the recording. So there you go. Sorry, guys. We're going to talk to Belfast Brian later in the show.
I'm crazy about you, honey, I told you 1,000 times. You tell me that you're leaving me, I'm about to lose my mind. Oh, don't go, baby, don't go. Don't go away, baby, don't go. Don't go away and leave me here. Don't go away, baby, don't go. I used to be so happy, my life was so carefree, till I went and fell in love with you. Now look what it's done to me. Oh, don't go, baby, don't go. Don't go away, baby, don't go. Don't go away and leave me here. Don't go away, baby, don't go. All my loving, I've let you have your way. Now you're telling me this is goodbye. You'll see me again someday. Oh, don't go, baby, don't go. Don't go away, baby, don't go. Don't go away and leave me here. Don't go away, baby, don't go. My big mistake was loving you, but I'll take all the blame. Honey, I'm begging you to stay. I just ain't got no shame. Oh, don't go, baby, don't go. Don't go away, baby, don't go. Don't go away and leave me here. Don't go away, baby, don't go.
So Carl, you were going to tell us about this deck-to-deck incident you had at Hensby. Was that the last one? No,
it was many years ago. It could be about 10 years ago. The Norfolk bars never used to be open on a Thursday night. This chap was getting married, and he hired the hall. And I was one of the guest DJs, and Mouse was as well. And I went up because I loaned some headphones. I was one of the first DJs on, but towards the end, Mouse was one of the last ones. And there were still people in there, still people dancing. And Mouse just said, just pull a record out, we'll do a deck a piece. That was the first time I ever done it.
I tell you, it's a real experience playing a deck a piece with Mouse, definitely. He's certainly got some interesting records there. And not necessarily rocking hype. So he'll kind of play whatever he feels like.
I liked it though, because it's a bit of a challenge, because it gets your old head going a bit, you know. You sort of like, one person puts a track on, and then you've got to follow it with something.
And then there goes Bebop Kaz in the distance.
Another DJ here.
There's a lot of DJs this year, don't you think?
There's a hell of a lot of DJs here. They're not all working here, mind, but...
I'm moving on from this.
My little ballroom, baby, you're as pretty as you can be. You're pleasantly smiling, twinkling eyes, hurry, mighty down high with me. My little ballroom, baby, my little ballroom, baby, my little ballroom, baby, come along and dance with me. I want to take you in my arms and glide across the floor. Well, I hate to hear that music stop. I want to dance with you some more. My little ballroom, baby. Ooh, baby. Yeah, hey, my little ballroom, baby. Come along and dance with me. You're the apple of my eye. Your ruby little lips and shit, the little hips I tease and all the other guys. My little ballroom, baby. My little ballroom, baby. My little ballroom, baby. Come along and dance with me. Future, do you know just what I see? I see the cutest little ballroom baby, and she's falling in love with me. My little ballroom baby, ooh, ooh, baby, yeah, yeah. My little ballroom baby, come along and dance with me.
Dave Mumbles and Trevor Collins, a duo pair of DJs here today. I know that you run the...
Brian Rumble.
I needed a reminder there. And then Trevor is in the Excellos and also runs
Rockin' Ice.
And you got a do coming up soon, haven't you?
Yeah, 29th of June, Rockin' Ice, Westbourne Studios on a Sunday, 2 till 12. Bit of advertisement.
That's
there.
And
he's got the tag along down Slim and Silas playing.
And you got a dude coming up as well, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we haven't actually, not in August.
So you've been DJing here earlier. So what are the crowd like? Are they moving?
It's hard work, mate, it's early.
It's hard work being a DJ.
But you drank a little bit more, you'll be alright.
You know, we've been DJing for years, so we're used to it.
But are they moving?
Yeah, they always move when we DJ. Yeah.
That's cool.
I can't even hear what you're saying, mate.
You can't hear what I'm saying.
Charlie Ito, that's what I can hear.
Well, Charlie Ito's on stage at the moment. That's a fantastic modern band.
And
not really into modern bands and that, because like, we're like purists and that. Grew up listening to like pure rockabilly. Rim and blues and that.
All the Excellos, of course.
All the Excellos. Yeah, modern band, the Excellos.
And they are coming to Brian Rumble next year, hopefully.
Charlie
Ito. No, don't worry, done it, mate.
Oh, the band is on now.
Charlie Ito is on at the moment. A very good band. Very good.
Well, maybe I'll get to speak to them later.
Yeah,
when they finish.
Speak
Spanish, yeah?
What's that?
Speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Hola. Hola. I speak Spanish. Hola. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, the preacher.
Well, look out, Mabel. Here come that same old guy. Yeah, look out, Mabel. Here come that same old guy. Took one night to learn I should have said goodbye. Yeah, one night alone don't seem like a long time. Yeah, one night alone, Mabel, don't seem like a long time. But when it's been without you, Mabel, in years it's 99. Yeah, look out, Mabel, you're swinging much too low. Yeah, look out, Mabel, you're swinging much too low. Yeah, come on and kiss me, Mabel, right by the kitchen door. Yeah, look out, Mabel.
Okay, here we are with the youngest DJ at Rockabilly Rave, Mr.
Jimmy Guntrip.
Oh, yeah. And you played a couple of times today. You had a bit of problems on the decks. I know I did. My spot downstairs in Belfast Brian's session, it was, the deck didn't work, the mixer blew up, and I got a 25-minute spot. How about you?
I had a great time. I did 2 one-hour spots. I had to use one vinyl deck and one CD deck because one of the vinyl decks was playing up, but overall it was good. I had a great time. It's pumping.
And are you playing again or was that it?
No, that's it for this weekend, but hopefully I'll be on it again next year. All depends on if people enjoyed my set or not.
Cool. Thanks for the little chat there.
Yeah, no worries.
Hey, jump, baby, jump.
Jump all night, now jump,
baby, jump.
Of all my dreams, she's the queen of all the teens. When she jumps, the whole joint drops. We'll be here till 4 o'clock.
Now jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump.
just fine. Now jump, baby, jump.
Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump.
Let's go downtown to the cab hall. Baby, that's where we'll have a ball. We'll jump to the left, jump to the right. If you like it that way, we'll jump all night. Now jump,
baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump.
Okay, I'm here with Belfast Brian, and we're in the middle of the thickness of the crowd here. And so what's happening in your room?
We're just going downstairs now to the bar. Jerry from Belfast is going to do a set, hopefully, if the rumours aren't true that the decks are blowing up.
I know, I got a spot earlier. I was just saying to Young Guntrip earlier, the youngest DJ here at Rockabilly Rave, that I was meant to get an hour and I got 25 minutes because one of the decks had blown up and the mixer had blown up and it all gone wrong. So I got you to thank for that. Or well, Jerry, one of the two.
We'll go down now and we'll see what's happening and hopefully you'll join us down there.
I was a lonely little whale, just the loneliest I could be. I was a lonely little fella, lonely as I could be. I used to sit alone at home and wish a guy would come and fall for me. Yeah, but not anymore, since I found you, it's a different score. Since I found you, yeah, since I found you, all my dreams come true, honey, baby, when I found you, when I found you.
Continuing the rave, rockabilly rave lunacy, I've bumped into an old friend, a guy called Jim Fox, who lives in LA, and is, I would say, one of the vintage gurus out there, vintage clothing markets and clothing entrepreneurs. So, Jim, I know you're not going to say much, but are you going to say anything? Why are you here, anyway?
I'm here to see my old friend Simon and the original lineup of Big Sandy. And to get a suntan in Canberra Sands.
A suntan in Canberra Sands. Is there anything you're looking for while you're here? Are you buying or are you looking for any good deals in the vintage lines?
No, just strictly to see old faces.
Yeah? So what's happening in LA at the moment? What's happening vintage-wise? Is I know you do the Rose Bowl every month, but, you know, what's selling and what's not? Is that top secret stuff?
yeah, keep that under my hat. Otherwise, so, I won't be able to buy anything anymore.
So vintage sweatshirts aren't in anymore, and vintage punk rock tees are really in at the moment, are they?
Nah, vintage sweatshirts are still good. There's a private collector for everything. It's just a matter of tracking them down, finding out what they want.
And you're still selling Hawaiians as well?
Yeah, Hawaiian shirts, very strong for us.
And what about denim?
Denim's still good. Everyone wants a bit of denim in the collection. Yeah. What we need is all the English people who have got stuff sitting in the bottom of the wardrobes.
What, like me?
to bring it out. They don't have the flea market yard sale mentality in England. So it's time for them to bring it out and start listing it on eBay.
Yeah, so there you go. Get your old Levi's out that you bought in 1980, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85.
All those people who bought at flipping Covent Garden when everything was a fiver, now you can make some money.
those are the ones, definitely. But is there anything you're collecting? I know you used to collect Hawaiians and stuff.
Yeah, so. I got out of the clothing and collected modern furniture for a while, but now we're...
I've been to your house in LA, and it's beautiful. It's lovely.
Yeah,
up there on the hill, near the Hollywood sign.
But, stopped collecting, just concentrating on selling, looking for early retirement, if that's possible.
I don't think that's ever possible, is it?
Well,
retirement?
Semi-retirement, that would be nice.
Semi-retirement.
Been doing it a long time. Time to wind down a little.
So your partner Marianne, she's into the punk rock thing, and seems to be selling the vintage punk rock t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah.
So how's that side of the business going?
Yeah, that side of the business is good. You know, it's music in any genre is always strong for most people, and her knowledge of that 70s punk genre is great, mixed with 70s Americana surf. Skateboard attire.
Well, the skate scene in LA and around there and in California generally, mixed in with the hot rod scene, is very popular.
Super strong with reflectors. Yeah.
So, your buyers, are they predominantly Japanese?
No.
Or are they?
It's probably
lots of people.
It's probably 50-50, 50% English, European, American private collectors, and 50% Japanese store owners who are buying for resale purposes, and then throw in a few of the corporate designers.
You're still doing that, tracking down for corporates?
Yeah, who are reproducing into new lines of clothing but stealing graphics and stuff like that.
Liberating, I think the word is.
That's it.
And I always remember a friend of mine who designs for Duffer St. George. He'd look for vintage pieces and he'd say, I'm not ripping them off. What I'm doing is I'm liberating the sleeve, the cuff, the collar, the knitwork, the buttons or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting. So do you see a long-term thing for the vintage game, or is it just going to change with whatever is available?
Like you said, it will change with what's available on the market, and as the years progress, less and less comes on the market, because we're talking stuff that's already 60 years old. So there'll come a time when it's not there anymore.
So where is it? Sitting in people's wardrobes? Basically.
Yeah, when you look back to the 1980s, there must have been at least 15 to 20 vintage shops around London importing from the US. And so people are sitting on little gold mines and they probably don't realise it.
Yeah. Are there any good vintage repro manufacturers out now? Is in America, in Japan, we know that they produce some great vintage and great reproductions. I mean, you know, Dry Bones was producing some fantastic shirts. There's some great military style producers who manufacture military clothing, reproduction World War II, Army Air Force stuff. Any others that you can think of?
Well, within the States, the Postals brand, though it's run by a Japanese guy, that's a great workwear old denim brand, which is, they do everything very, very well. Other than that, the best quality stuff's coming out of Japan still. Toyo Company, Buzz Rickson Company, you know, and now the Sun Surf Hawaiian shirt is doing the Hawaiian shirt, which is not so good for me because I'm trying to sell the original, but what they do it very well.
They certainly do, and some of the, even the reproduction shirts fetch really good money, which is kind of crazy, really.
Yeah, they do.
It was only produced.
Yeah, they're clever. They do limited runs in boxes that make it look very good, and so... they know where their market is.
Well, thanks, Jim, for coming on the show. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope you have a safe trip home. All my love to Marianne, your partner, may you have many successful days in small little vintage shops that have never been open for 30 years in the middle of nowhere in the States, looking for that sort of table of vintage 1930s Levi's covered with a dust sheet that have never been touched.
Well, thank you, Simon. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Well, I was born and raised in the country. I got a taste of the city life, too. And my ma and pa, they done told me, my son, the city's made a fool of you. But I'm going to the city. I'm going back to the city. I'm going back to the city where they honky-tonk all night. I don't mind daytime in the country, but at night I wanna be in town. All the night get lonesome in the country, it just ain't enough for fun around. So I'm going to the city, going back to the city. I'm going back to the city where they honky-tonk all night. I met a little gal in the city, and she ain't just to hand me down. And my pa found out, he went and told me, son, that city gal will mess you around. But I'm going to the city, going back to the city. I'm going back to the city where they honky-tonk all night. Play a lot of dumb music in the city, and a dance with a wiggle and a shake. And I feel like if I don't get with it, and all my little bones are gonna break. So I'm going to the city, going back to the city. I'm going back to the city where they honky-tonk all night.
So we're back again, and we're with a gentleman who puts on the bike shows here at the Rockabilly Rave. And Langley, would you like to tell us a bit more about what you're doing here?
Yeah, sure. Well, we thought we wanted to do something a little bit different. And every year we just try and add a little bit of a different slant.
Well, including the oil leaks.
Including those oil leaks, you know. Well, they wouldn't be old bikes if they didn't have a bit of oil inside of them. And I suppose it's just leaking a little bit of their soul. But
so what type of bike have we got here?
Well, this one we've got here at the moment is made by a company called Aoife. And they're... basically, we're on the Eastern Block, and it's what's very unusual about it, it's a parallel two-stroke twin with a shaft drive, and it was meant to be like a budget two-stroke BMW. And it's funny because when we were putting the show up on Wednesday night, there was a couple of guys from Germany here, and he was talking, looking at it, he said, my dad had one of these, you know?
Was it an East German bike? I seem to remember a lot of East German bikes were very similar with shaft drive.
Yeah, very similar.
Very similar build to the BMW with the two cylinders and heads sticking out the side.
If you had the two of them sitting there, you know, you'd be hard-pressed to tell one from the other.
And it's a plunger frame. It's 1956, and it's a BK350.
Yep, that's right. There you go. It's a real sweet little machine, actually, and a lot of people have never seen anything. The opportunity came up to show it, and we just really couldn't say no.
Yeah, so it's bought in Poland in 2004, produced in the former East Germany. It's a cheap alternative to sidecar pulling machines to BMW.
I suppose it's the way that the East Germans and the Polish sort of like used to pull their women, to be honest.
So what have we got on the other side? I see a Triton.
Yeah, we've got a couple.
Always a favourite, 1959, Calf Racer.
Always a favourite, Simon. And a lot of the Tanup boys, either the new ones or the guys from way back. I don't know, look at these, and we've had a few guys dribbling on the floor as much as the oil that's leaking underneath them. But this Westlake, it's an 8-valve. It's just been finished. They had a bit of a top-end rebuild on this one, and it's probably good for about 130. I think it always surprises some of the more modern things. It's a lot of fiberglass on it just to keep the weight low. So it's put together by a guy called John Newson, or we know him better as Gypsy John.
And Oxney Motorcycles, Kent.
Yeah, hidden away in little in the Romney Marshes. John usually very, very big on the Alta Jumble scene a few years back, and he's got a real reputation. He ran his own club, the Featherbed Special Owners Club, which a lot of us were members in, because we all used to go drag racing and sprinting racing. And another one we've got next to it is Norton Dominator. This is a great machine, this, because this bike was actually built in the early 60s, and the guys owned it ever since then. Which
1956.
Is just, it's a 1956. It's a wide line frame, and the exhaust system, get umming and ahhing about changing it, but the system was put together in the 60s. So we've got something here that's not got gold star silencers on. We've got a lovely little 2-into-1 there. And what's interesting about it is the owner's not even seen this yet, so we're going to surprise him with a couple of photographs. I mean, he does pick it up, wow. He can see his bike was at the show. So
I think what's quite interesting about this exhaust, it's got some sort of cooling device underneath the exhaust.
I don't know if that's...
Which is very strange, very strange. Like a finned sort of... The exhaust goes to this finned unit and then into the main baffle for some reason.
I'm not
too sure what that's all about.
As you say, it makes it just... It's one of those little eye-catching things. The more you look, there's more actually in this bike. But it's a lovely, lovely machine.
And then moving on, we're gonna step into the Harley arena. I actually, and this is from the War Department, from Kieran's gang or location, and a great bike, a nice flathead, early flathead.
Yeah, it's a lovely bike again, as they all are. But this particular one is just the kind of bike that shouts, I think, Hollister all over it. This is 1947. This is it's a 1943 machine, but this is the kind of bike that all the returning guys from the forces, you and I both know the story very, very well. Coming back home, didn't want to go back to the factories. Had plenty of money to pull, so they were then out on these bikes, just causing just mayhem and havoc.
And that's where some of the original motorcycle gangs started.
Very, very much so. You know, we've got the Booze Fighters and Co.
Yeah, who later became the Hells Angels. Anyway, a great bike. In fact, I know that I saw it up for sale recently.
You're not tempted, are you, Simon, by any chance?
I really like this, actually. It's got nickel-plated exhausts, and the way nickel goes when the exhaust heats up, it goes really nice blue colour and sort of yellowy, and it's a great colour. You can really feel it. So coming on to the MV,
wow.
A pretty rare bike, 350cc GT. When was it built? Do you remember?
This is built at 71, 72. This is the only one left in the country at the moment. It was part of a collection by a guy called Gus Carnes. He had a dealership in South London, dealing in Italian machinery, BMWs. He obviously was sold some British bikes at that time as well. And this used to sit in the back of his actual shop on the wall. It's still got the original mileage on it, which is 1,300 kilometres, which is just unbelievable. But beautiful alley tank. And when this was road tested by some of the Italian press back in the early 70s, this was the bike that genuinely was doing 100 miles an hour. So this was given all these.
So 350 doing 100 miles an hour back then.
If you were on a Bonnie or a BSA Thunderbolt, you know, you suddenly look in your rear mirrors and you suddenly saw a little 350 come flying past you, you'd be thinking, I think I'd like one of those, please.
Yeah, and coming on to the next bike. Like a beautiful Moto Guzzi in red, very, very nice. It's got some very strange suspension at the back, a friction style suspension as you see on an old Model A Ford or something. So tell us a bit about this.
Well, again, this is a sport version, and again, you're quite absolutely right about the actual friction dampers. But again, what's interesting about this, underneath the engine actually sits the suspension, and so you've got companies now like Buell. Who have almost, people think, oh, that's an original idea. Well, here you've got a design tarping back to the late 40s, where they were all playing around already with sort of like some interesting places to sort of like hide the suspension and get a nice, nice, smooth ride.
And I noticed a strange looking oil tank underneath the main petrol tank. Well, very, very unusual.
You just think to yourself, why would you put it there? But it works. And the owner who owns this, she's the wife of Andy Steers, who's got the EFA. She was out in Greece riding her little BSA Bantam, and there was this guy from Switzerland that came flying past her in the mountains there, and she caught up to him at a coffee break they were having, went up to it, and she just fell in love with the bike, and she sort of like said, I'd just love to own one of those. And you know what it's like? Sometimes you pursue your dreams, and this one came up for sale, so she sold her heart and soul and bought this, and I tell you, it just puts a smile from ear to ear on her face, and it's a beautiful, beautiful little bike.
So I know you've been here with Jerry running the bike thing, and you've been organising the hot rod stuff. What's been going on today?
Well, today is Saturday midday. We try and get sort of like brush the old cobwebs away, get some of those hangovers, and get all the bikes and the cars out on the road. It's always a bit of a fun and games, because people are come towards. Everybody's wearing sunglasses, even when the sun's disappeared, because it's a bit bright out there when you've downed umpteen pints of spirits or beers.
I noticed a few people are sort of like been a bit early in the morning for them to get up at 12 o'clock.
I know, a couple of guys came up and said, we won't be going fast, will we? I said, no, this is a cruise, don't worry. But the good news is there's a pub at the other end, so that put a smile back on their faces.
Yeah, and a bit of food to keep them going.
A little bit of food to keep them going. Yeah, we counted up. I think we just had over 70 cars out there today, which was really good, and quite a nice collection of bikes. And I'm really glad, with the old cost of petrol creeping out, there'll be a lot of classics out on the road.
I think I've still got the oldest vehicle here.
Simon, that is definitely the oldest vehicle out there. My
Anyway, 1928 Ford, for anyone who's interested.
Join the queue here, you know.
All right, thank you very much for your time, and hope you have a fantastic time at the raid.
I really appreciate that. You have a good one too. Bye now.
Let's go! Help the world's for a hollow view. Gotta have a chance at last. Do the things we wanna do. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Lives in my soul, fire. Every muscle in my body is burning with a desire. Baby, kiss me, do. Make me know you're mine. Love me with desire. Oh, honey, this is fine. Don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me. Ah! A little while, don't hesitate, I can't wait. Love me, love me, love me, love me.
I'm going to go get some fresh air, I think.
Okay, you can't go. I'm sorry. You've been nabbed now. I've got two of the Excellos here. And I listened to your new CD, came out the other day as well.
And what's that, Mr. Preacher Man?
You know, the CD. He brought out Jekyll and Hyde and...
Scratch and Sniff.
Scratch and Sniff.
For the posh people, Scratch and Sniff.
And when's that coming out? I know you don't.
2 weeks. I ain't got a fucking clue.
It's coming out on the 4th of July, man. You know, your new single is coming out on the 4th of July. Do you not know that?
No. No, we didn't. Learn something new every day.
Well, anyone who's out there, they've got to get the next new single from the Excellos. And I personally think Scratch and Sniff should have been on the A side, and Jekyll and Hyde should have been on the B side. But hey, I'm only a DJ, and I'm the preacher.
I've never understood that concept, A and B side. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Like,
should we call it the plug side then?
Yeah,
the plug side. Yep, Scratch and Sniff, the plug side. Jekyll and Hyde on the B side, but it's still going to sell. It's a great track, and off the record, and I'll switch this off. No, I won't switch this off.
No, we're not.
I found out some interesting information about the Excellos, but you can't find out yet. I'm sorry. Doing? What's your plans?
Did you see the final score and of Rock and Roll in Russia?
What have you got coming? What have you got coming out now?
Well, at this very moment,
I'm being accosted.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, yes, all right. It's all right. Yes, all right.
All right. All right. All right. To it, Malcolm.
What's your
message? All right, Mal. Well, at the moment we've got coming out. We've got the Frantic singles out at the moment, which is Duck Run Backs with No Love in No Room and Blues.
Is it true about the artwork on the back?
Well, but Jerry Brillo's haircut. Yeah, he's wearing a wig. It's all revealed now. The next single that's coming out is the Excellos, which is the follow-up to the number one smash. The new title is actually called Jekyll and Hyde, and the B-side is an instrumental called Scratch and Sniff. Now,
and for my own personal opinion, I've just spoken to the Excellos, and I thought the Scratch and Sniff should have been the plug side, personally.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the one that's going to be played more than it. What do you think?
I can see where you're coming from. The reason we've gone with the Jekyll and Hyde at the, on the A-side is because it's got the Excello sound. That sound that they've got is unique.
Yep.
And that's why we've gone with it. But the other side shows that they can actually do other styles other than rocking R&B.
And what else have you got going on? You know, you've got a few others on the...
Yeah, we have, yeah. We're going to do another single with Paul Patterson. We're going to do another single with High Voltage in August. Another single with the Frantics, hopefully a CD with the Frantics before the end of the year. Loads of stuff going on at the moment, but nothing is definite. You know, bands have got commitments and that, you know, so just have to hope they can all get it together, Simon.
So anyway, the show goes out around the world. We've got about 2,900 listeners now. And
well, that sounds
in
good.
Japan, America, Canada, UK, well. Europe. Where can people buy Rolling Rattle stuff? Have you got a website?
Yeah, it's www.rollingrattle.com. rollingrecordsuk.com. And if you can't find it on there, you know, just type in on Google any of the artists on our labels, and it should direct you to our website or some dodgy Korean site, you know.
What, a dodgy Korean site?
Well, it's funny.
What are you saying, dodgy Korean site?
Well, you know, we don't want to give too much away.
So what's the future for Rolling Records? What are you going to... What? Anything in the... anything hidden away in the cupboard? What's coming
out?
Yeah,
loads of stuff.
That's the missus. Taking pictures of us.
Yeah. But there's loads of stuff to come out, Simon. I mean, at the moment, we're still looking for new bands. The only criteria for putting anything out is we've actually got to like it. We're not interested in money. We don't do it for money. We earn nothing out of anything that goes on our label. All the bands get their publishing rights. We get nothing. It actually costs us dough to put it out, but we just do it because we like them. So if you're good enough, then we'll put you out.
And the thing I've noticed, you bring out vinyl, you bring out 45s.
Yeah. Well, it's
because it seems to be a niche in the market. So if there are any bands out there who fancy themselves to be on Rolling Records, I suppose get in contact through the website.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Simon, I mean, you're a DJ and you play vinyl records. Although your transmission goes out in an MP3 format, you're a vinyl DJ. And all the decent DJs out there are playing vinyl. I think it's the only medium for DJs, you know, for a new release. I mean, we've got to do a CD sometime because we've got to get other people involved in it. But 45 records are, you know, what you play and what the other top DJs play. So that's why we do it.
Well, thanks a lot for your time.
Simon, it's a pleasure.
Big plug for Rolling Records. Big plug for the Excellos and all the other bands on your label.
Right.
And may you sell loads and loads of records. And if you're listening now, you need to get records from Rolling Records.
And also, Simon, it's a pleasure to actually do an interview outside the ladies' toilets.
That's it. And here we are, Simon. Rockabilly Raid.
That's great, Simon.
I'm a wildcat trainer and I'm gonna try my hand on you. I'm a wildcat tamer and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I got you, baby, I'm gonna see what I can do. You had Tom, Dick, and Harry eating out of your hand. But when I get you, baby, I'm gonna bring you under my command. I'm a wildcat tamer and I'm gonna try my hand on you. When I get you, baby, I'm gonna see what I can do. You had Tom doing the dishes, Dick scrubbing the floors. You had Harry washing and ironing. But oh, baby, oh, I'm a wildcat.
going on at me to stop recording people. Stop recording people. We've got a crowd of people here. If we only had the wonders of TV, we could be here live with you now.
I am the blow-up doll.
That's going to be the Humdingers later on. We're going to have the Humdingers on the show later on.
Happy birthday, Margaret.
And that's your mother. Okay.
We're going to dig that boogie and rock that joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, dig the boogie and rock that joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Well, if you don't know, I'm going to show you how. Well, you sit right down and you dig right in. Well, you dig and you dig and you dig again. We're going to dig the boogie, rock the joint. Dig the boogie, rock the joint. We're going to dig that boogie and rock the joint tonight. Tonight's the night. Oh, dig the boogie and rock the joint tonight, tonight, tonight. Well, if you don't know, I'm gonna show you how. Well, you line up, boys, two by two. Tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna dig the boogie and rock the joint. We're gonna dig the boogie and rock the joint. We're gonna dig that boogie, rock the joint tonight. Gonna dig the boogie, rock this joint.